that we have to deal with, that the devil treaches us. And don't learn at all. I don't care how you pray well. I don't care whatever you do. Your object of faith, your object of faith must be Christ and Christ alone. The only reason God does something is because of Jesus. God has no second reason for doing stuff. It's because of Jesus. Because he's the connection, he's the conduit, he's the entrance, it is him that connects us and God. We don't have any other connection with God. There's no other way to connect the power of God. That's why a lot of Christians do not experience the power of God, because they think it's them, whatever they do. It's not what we do. It's Christ, Jesus Christ. It's the only hope of what? Glory, this world. Anything you do and your faith is squarely on Christ, watch God come true. Because God says, see this name, I've glorified it, and I glorified it. Glorify it when? Again. God doesn't fail to honor that name. It's a sworn covenant responsibility that God has. Actually, in the name of Christ, in Christ is God bestowed all his glory in Jesus. So, but if you don't understand that, the devil will try to make you, and that's why, when things don't work, Christians begin to think, after I've done so. But that's the object of faith. That's why it won't work. That's why I want. But if, believe you me, if your object of faith is Christ, believe you me, I'm not kidding you, you will have peace. I don't care what that thing is. The peace of God will begin to guide your heart. It works. I'm not telling you. If your object of faith is Christ, the Bible said he will keep them in perfect peace. Whose heart is what? Stayed on him. If you begin to have this, but your faith is not on him. If it's on him, you will know that because of him, because of him, God answered the prayer. The Bible says the Spirit of God immediately goes into action. It doesn't take God 2 seconds to think whether to respond or not, because that's what God does instantly. It doesn't take him. He's not thinking, am I responding? No. He pulls the power right away. So the Spirit of God begins to guide your heart, the peace of God. God will keep you in perfect peace if your heart is stayed what? On him. Confusion is when your heart is not stayed on him. Then you are building on quicksand. On quicksand. A lot of things that are resolved so cheaply is Christians labor a lot because they don't know who Christ is. They don't know who he is. Praise the Lord. Abba, I said, praise the Lord. I said, if you watch our Lord Jesus, when things looked so bad, that was when he prayed the least. Watch him. Pray least. The Bible said the reason is because he knew his connection with the Father. He knew his position with the Father. He understood very well. And so when he was in the wilderness and he had a lot of people to feed and there was nothing to feed with, he said to them, what do you have? They said, sir, what you're asking us doesn't make sense. Because even if all of us work for 1 year, we can't get salary to feed these people. And besides, even if you have the money, where are we going to buy food? And remember, it's desert. Where is water? He said, what do you have? I'm asking you. Give me bread and bring to Jesus all you have. Don't bring, it's not too much. You're not looking for too much. Bring your faith. Just bring your faith in him and say, hand it over to me. They hand it over to him. Then he started 4-hour prayer, right? Did you know he didn't pray anything? He just gave God what? Thanks. He said, I'll give it to you. Because he said, my Father has given me authority here. My Father has given me this. My Father has given me a life to give to whoever I want to give. Say, you know, the Son of Man has right to forgive sins. He knew what God entrusted him. He knew. He wasn't doubting. He said, my Father hears me all the time. All the time. And then when Lazarus died, he went there and prayed 4 hours. Huh? What did he say? He said, I thank thee, Father, you had me. See, all these people, it's because of all these people I'm talking. If not for them, there's no need to talk about it. How much effort did it take for Lazarus to come? He spoke to the man. Okay. How much effort did it take him to feed 5,000? He just sat down and told these people, you feed them. No effort at all, because it was the act of the Spirit of God. It was not the act of man. Once you start sweating, you have disconnected from God. But once you connect to God, you flourish. You find the peace. Little action produces a lot. Praise the Lord. You know, we're coming back and we're flying at 1,000 kilometers per hour. That plane was flying at 1,000 kilometers per hour. Those two engines, the thing was propelling that plane. Man, I'm like, wow, 1,000 kilometers. And why was it? Can I give you some comfort here? If you're in a plane, don't even bother about turbulence. Turbulence does not bring down an aircraft. Just don't worry, it's a normal thing. It doesn't bring it down. And I don't care how severe it is, it doesn't bring it down. There hasn't been one, no case about it. So don't let it bother you. If you're in an aircraft, sleep. You will get to where, oh yeah, you get there. You get there. Turbulence doesn't bring down an aircraft. It's a normal thing, you know. If I have time, teach you why it happens, the jet stream and the faster air and the slower air and when they fly, the edge of it, and then it continues. It's normal, it doesn't mean anything. So, but the speed at which it was flying, breathing, we were sleeping. Because it wasn't our power. And we're eating. In fact, my wife had sandwich. It wasn't our power. But we were making progress. And we got there. It wasn't our power. We just trusted and sat still. And God says, be still. And no, I'm God. You just be calm, man. Because it's not by power. It's not by mind. It's by my spirit. And he hasn't gotten there. We're on a journey. Life is a journey from glory. Yeah, you be still. You get there. You get there. You be still. Don't worry about now. Greater things are coming tomorrow. I tell people, don't kill yourself before your miracle shows up. Because if you die, you won't be there when others celebrate it. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. Little problems of life are little turbulence. They have no significance at all. Paul called them. He said, these troubles we have now, they are nothing. They're totally irrelevant compared to the glory that will be revealed out of all of that. Amen. So I just want to say to God be the glory for you people encouraging us. And I needed that personally. God knows what people need. I'm telling you, God knows what people need. You don't tell him anything. He really knows what people need. And I want you to know that it's all of us doing this work. There is no one man that does this work. It's the body. And God lives in us. So it says the body, every part of the body contributes something. So it's not Pastor Chinidu. It is the Holy Spirit using you. And the Sunday that our pastor preached, before, immediately you finish preaching, text, we got text, I got a phone call. People were like, wow, Pastor, this was amazing. I wasn't there, but the Holy Spirit was there. I felt like dancing. I said, yeah, that's a healthy church. That's how you know a healthy church. It's not a one-man show. If the man is not there, you know that that church is healthy. Because you see that God has people he can. That's how you know a healthy church. It's not focused on one man. It is focused on the body. And then the youth retreat, tremendous testimony came out of that place too. You know, so to God be the glory. I want us to sing a song, and I'll leave you alone. To God be the glory, great things he has done. So worthy the world that he gave us his son. Who yielded his life and atoned me for sin, and opened the
Like God of me go in. Praise the Lord, yeah, praise the Lord. And lay the peace.
You have just listened or viewed another teaching from the Orange Foursquare Church family. Please visit http://store.ftlw.org, where you can listen to other teachings freely, or you can purchase and download MP3s. Thanks and remain blessed.